Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, I've got a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Program, the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Today we're talking about a bunch of things, entrepreneurialism being one of them, setting up your own small business, how you could actually put away pre-tax $100,000 a year. Pre-tax, how do you do that? I'll tell you about it coming up in just a bit. Also, we'll be checking in with oil analyst Chris Jarvis and ask him why on earth, with oil prices as low as they are, consumers aren't feeling a lot better, and the stock market's not doing a lot better, and corporate profits aren't doing a lot better. Chris Jarvis joining us at the bottom of the hour. But first, we say hi to Bobby Wooldridge. How you doing, Bob?
Doing great, Ray.
You had some questions for me. Can you hold those for a minute?
Indeed. We'll bring up Priscilla's old email and retouch some of her things.
Okay, Priscilla Presley?
Yeah, not that one.
I was just mentioning this. Speaking of entrepreneurialism, you want to solve the climate change problem?
Yes.
The number one problem facing us?
Yes.
Not ISIS?
Mm-hmm.
Not Iraq and Afghanistan and Al-Qaeda. No.
Yes.
It's global warming. Excuse me. It's climate change. sit back, folks. I'm going to tell you how to solve that problem. Just like a fellow by the name of Leo DeWatts is helping, age 27. What he's doing is he's going over to China and selling them bottles of air. Yeah, like we used to buy Pet Rocks. Somebody was mentioning Florida sunshine in a can. This guy's selling bottles of fresh air to these poor people who can barely breathe over in China because their air is so polluted, which is why it doesn't matter what we do here if China doesn't change their ways. But this is a way to get China to do it. If we sold every Chinese a bottle of air, what do? They open the cap, take one swig or one suck up, and then the air is gone. This guy is selling a bottle of air in China for $115 per bottle. Now, that's what I call an entrepreneur. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out and sell air, although if you could do that, if you could figure out how to sell anything. And by the way, he's selling so much of these things, he can't keep up. How can you not keep up? Just buy a bunch of bottles and swish it through the air and put the screw top on.
He stole our idea, Ray. We've been selling hot air for years.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we could make a fortune on that deal. I wonder if we could, you know, put a little stock tip in the bottle. Or so, that's not a bad idea.
Ooh.
We could sell air with a financial tip. See, he can't do that because I'm looking at this 27-year-old kid. What does he know about money?
Air for your heirs. That's how we'll
do
it.
Man, you're
good. We're on fire, yeah.
Bobby, it's why I got that young whippersnapper around here. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this because It's been on my mind. So you're a small business owner. You got a late start in life. See, I was looking at going into business myself the other day in my, you know, mid-60s. Why? I don't know, because I'm kind of bored. You know, I do the show a couple hours a day. Then what do I do? You know, I'm off at like 11 o'clock in the morning. I twiddle my thumbs the rest of the day. Come on. I do a little bit of writing here and there. But, you know, I got to go home and do honey-do chores every freaking day. It's just not me. I mean, you're getting married here soon, a couple months, right?
Yeah,
I got I'll explain you what honey-do chores are.
Yeah, I have my list for her to do some stuff for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and vote for Hillary Clinton. Now you got Hillary on your side. So now you're going to bring Madeleine Albright in. So here's the thing. Small business owners. One of the things that when I was in the consulting business, and I spent many, many years working with small businesses. What I love about working with small businesses is the amount of flexibility you have in saving for your own retirement is way better than just a straight old 401k plan. It doesn't preclude you, by the way, from doing a 401k, but I haven't talked about this in a while. So let's pretend you are a small business owner, and let's pretend you're 50s plus, all right? Just for the sake of discussion, because when you're 50s plus, you're pulling out a calculator and saying, you know what? I really need to up the ante with my savings because I got shellacked in the real estate market. I got shellacked in the stock market. Maybe I moved my money out of the market and didn't get this huge bounce back over the last 7-8 years. And you want to put a lot of money away. And the most you can put away in a 401k plan is $24,000. And you're going to have to certainly put money away for your employees. Now, there is something called a cash balance retirement plan. So first and foremost, you need to incorporate your business. Let's say you make $150,000, $200,000 a year, somewhere in that ballpark. And let's say you've saved up a little bit of money, you have a spouse that has a good job, and you really want to accelerate your savings for the next 5, 6, 7 years before you retire. You can establish a defined benefit retirement plan or a cash balance plan. Now, you'll need a plan administration company or a really good tax lawyer like my buddy Rob Butterfield, who's done this for years and years, and where I learned a lot of this stuff. I mean, we did this stuff for 25, 30 years, and it's pretty amazing. I've had lots of people, when I traveled the country, would come up to me and say, remember I called you 5, 6, 8 years ago, and you said put that money in a defined benefit plan? Look at me now. I got $1 million stashed away. Yeah, because you can put a ton of money away. So what is a defined benefit plan, and why do you need to have a corporation? All right, so first off, when we look at 401k plans, those are called defined contribution plans. We are defining the contribution. We're going to put away 8% of our pay, 10% of our pay, a matching contribution of 3% and the first 6% or whatever. We're defining a contribution. That's just a percentage of pay. That's easy to figure out. If you're going to put 10% of pay away, you make $100,000 a year, there's $10,000 that goes into a retirement account, right? Defined contribution. When you define a benefit, that's totally different. Those are the old pensions that most of the companies don't have anymore. They've converted them all over to defined contributions. People love that. They say, yeah, it's so cool. My company does a 3% match on my 401k plan, that stupid pension plan that they had. Yeah, I wasn't going to get anything, you know, unless I retired, you know, 25 years from now. Well, that defined benefit plan probably a lot better than the 401k, which is most likely why the company changed. But that's a whole different story. It's cheaper for them. Defined benefit plans with people living longer and the market volatility, very expensive. Expensive is good when the money is going in your account as opposed to your employee's account. Now, if you have older employees that have been with you a long time and a whole bunch of employees, this doesn't work. But let's say you're a manufacturer's representative. You got one or two people or no people that work for you. You're making, I don't know, $150,000 per year. You've saved up some money. And you say, you know what? I really want to accelerate how much money I can save. $24,000 in a 401k is probably not going to cut it. Even $50,000, if I maxed out everything I could max out in a defined contribution plan, isn't going to be nearly as attractive for me. And what if I said to you, incorporate your business and install a defined benefit or cash balance plan that would enable you to put $100,000 plus per year away, depending on how many years you've earned that $150,000 per year, and also how old you are and how near retirement you are. This may be one of the best kept secrets for small business owners. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to explain to you how you can do it. Put a bunch of money away. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, how am I going to live? Well, that's where your other monies come in. Does it really make sense to spend some of your savings to supplement your income while you put more money away pre-tax? Stick around. I'll help you understand why that could be a very, very good idea for your financial future, especially since you're going to get a lot of help from your uncle. Yeah, Sam, that is. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Emails at raylucia.com. Don't go away. Hey, folks, before another year passes, I want you to take the time to get your life organized with LegalZoom. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a family? Of course you do. Do you have any assets or property? Of course. That's why you need to have an estate plan. Now, don't worry if this sounds a little too complicated. LegalZoom can help. LegalZoom's estate plan bundles eliminate all the guesswork. You don't have to figure out anything, whether you need a will or a living trust, which one works best for you. Instead, you work with an independent attorney, which are available in most states. They're going to walk you through your options and recommend an estate plan that offers the best solution to fit your needs. And since LegalZoom is not a law firm, you can count on efficiency and value. And everything's on your schedule and your terms. Plus, you'll know what your estate plan bundle costs up front instead of worrying about hourly rates. Get your life organized with an estate plan bundle at LegalZoom.com today. Don't forget to enter Ray, R-A-Y, in the referral box at checkout. That code again is Ray at LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Talking about small business owners and entrepreneurship today on this segment of the Ray Lucia Show. Coming up in just a bit, we'll have Chris Jarvis. He's going to tell us what's happening in the oil marketplace and whether or not we're going to see any kind of a bounce back in prices. You know, oil and the stock market have been moving in lockstep as the price has gone down. You've seen what's happened to your 401k and your portfolio. Sort of counterintuitive, and I want to ask him about that because, quite frankly, I like the idea of cheap gasoline, but I'm losing more money on my portfolio than I'm saving by buying gas cheap. So I'd like to ask Chris Jarvis about that. He'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour in just a bit. Stick around. In the meantime, we're talking about individuals that have small businesses, a couple employees. Maybe you're a manufacturer's rep. You have a small company. You're a consultant. You do computer consulting, or I don't know, you build websites, whatever the case may be. If you're on your own and you're 50 plus and you have not considered incorporating your business and establishing a defined benefit retirement plan, assuming you can afford to save a ton of money leading up to retirement, then you should talk to somebody, because this is one of the best kept secrets around. So let's talk about that. Remember, I gave you the example before the break of somebody making $150,000 per year that had other assets from which they could live on. But if they incorporate their business and establish a defined benefit plan, and then they're mid-50s or early 60s, whatever, late starter business, they could put as much as $100,000 per year away in a pre-tax retirement account. How cool is that? So Bobby, let's do some simple math. You make $150,000. Mm-hmm. If you put $100,000 away, how much is left?
50.
Very good. Now, $50,000 puts you firmly in the 15% income tax bracket, doesn't it? It puts you firmly in the 15%, not the 30 or 35% bracket, especially if someone's living in a place like California, where $150,000 is 25% plus another 8 or 9 for the state. Talking about a 33, 34% combined bracket. So you lower your marginal tax rate down by 50%. But it's even better than that, because you're going to be able to put this $150,000 away, and a good chunk of that you're going to save FICA and Medicare on as well. Remember, you're going to pay the full FICA Medicare on your wages up to around, or self-employment income up to around $118,000 or so, say $120,000 to make our math simple. That's 15.3%. So the difference between 50,000 and 120,000 is 70 grand, Bobby, in case you couldn't do that simple math. And you're going to save 15% on $70,000, which is another 10, 12 grand. That's money in your pocket tomorrow. In addition, you'll save probably a couple of percent, the Medicare portion, which is 2.9%, on the difference between the 120 and the 150,000. So that's another couple of grand or so, maybe, in savings. That's pretty outstanding, isn't it? So now we're talking about saving $12,000 in FICA Medicare taxes. How much are you saving in income taxes? Well, if all you were thinking about doing was putting the maximum $24,000 into a retirement account, that's a big number. But in all fairness, if you're making over a couple hundred thousand bucks, you can probably put $53,000 away into a defined contribution plan, 150, a little bit less than that. Let's say you could have put 40 grand away, to pick a number. You're getting an extra $60,000 that you're putting away in a marginal tax bracket that's half of what it would have been. So in your 33% tax bracket today, maybe when that money comes out, it'll come out in a much lower bracket, and that arbitrage is real money in your pocket. Now the question is, well, why do I have to incorporate? The only way you get FICA and Medicare savings is if the plan is a qualified plan through a corporation. So you will have a little bit of extra expenses. Now, when you have a sole proprietorship, you still have to file a Schedule C. So an accountant's going to charge you for a Schedule C, just like they're going to have to charge you for a corporate return. But in a place like California, I don't know about your state, but in a place like California, the state nails you for $800 for a corporation. But it goes to offset some state taxes, and it's deductible and all that stuff. So it's not quite as bad as it may seem, but it's still an expense. So maybe it costs you a couple of grand, even if it's $3,000 a year, to pay for the corporation and the defined benefit plan and the plan administration. If you're saving $10,000-$12,000 just in FICA Medicare, who wouldn't want to do that? I'll tell you who. Somebody that has a bunch of employees, in particular if they're highly compensated and older. Because the way a defined benefit plan works, remember, you can't be discriminatory in a retirement plan. That's why cash balance plans have become, you know, so popular. Because with cash balance plans, you can sort of average out the ages and skew the benefits many times to the older, which is usually the owner, and higher, more highly compensated employee, which once again is usually the owner. Now, sometimes the owner brings in their kids and so forth. You don't mind making a big contribution for a spouse or for your kids or whatever. But if you have other older employees, you might have to weigh the cost benefit. But clearly, if you're putting big money away in a 401k plan, you've got to make sure that you provide for your employees to the tune of an equal percentage if you're going beyond what they call just a safe harbor plan, which is a 3% contribution for the employees and for yourself. That gives you the maximum deferral, but then you're only at 3%. I'm talking about taking maybe 100% of your salary. In this case, the guy makes 50 grand, he's putting 100 grand away. Now, you need an actuary to do these calculations. I have made all of these numbers up in this hypothetical scenario to illustrate a point. But the point is, if you are a small employer, first and foremost, God bless you. Because you create most of the jobs that are being created in America, small business owners. But you also have the risk. You go borrow money, you've got employee costs, you've got recessions you have to deal with. And so when the getting's good, you want to be able to put as much money away with Uncle Sam's help as humanly possible. You can email me on this. I'll be happy to answer your questions, but you will need a qualified financial advisor, a pension actuary, and or a tax attorney or CPA to help you with this. Defined benefit cash balance plans. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Check this out. A police department in Wisconsin stopped a huge crime spree with something you might never guess. Two criminals broke into 25 businesses in a single month. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. They were getting away with it. They figured out a hidden vulnerability in the wired security system that most companies use. You see, if you cut the landline, police are never notified. That's why the police turned to Simply Safe, the home security system I trust. Now, Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines, and it sends emergency alerts 10 times faster than other systems. They put Simply Safe security systems in businesses all around the area. 2 days later, these two guys are trying to rob another place. Right away, Simply Safe alerts the police. The police arrive. The two guys are in handcuffs. Crime spree over. Simply Safe is the only home security system I trust. It's the best protection, and there's no long-term contracts, no commitments. Go to SimplySafeRay.com right now. Get my special 10% discount. SimplySafeRay.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, where we bring you the best in money information. Our special guest right now, Chris Jarvis. He is a CFA, a CFP. He's the man when it comes to oil, at least as it relates to analyzing what's going on in the world. And certainly, anyone that's followed the oil markets recently know that the U.S. stock market and the world stock markets really have been falling in lockstep with the price of oil. Now, one would think that with gasoline prices being as cheap as they are, I heard this morning there are some places where you can get down near a buck a gallon, that you would, the consumers would be rolling in the dough and the economy would be taking off. But unfortunately, we're not seeing that. Is that because of global growth concerns? Joining me, Chris Jarvis, to answer that question. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
I'm doing quite well, although I'm a little befuddled by what's been going on recently. Oil prices going down are supposed to be good. But since oil prices have been going down, so has my 401k plan. Can you explain why?
Yeah, certainly. And I do think in the long run, the lower oil prices is certainly going to have a positive impact, not just here in the United States, but globally. But before I get into that, I think a lot has to do, there's a lot of credit fears now coming out of Europe, and I think it's kind of spooking the markets, and it's added another leg down here in the equity markets. And then you couple that with oil continuing to weaken today, we're down again, looking like we could take out the January low. And, you know, look, everybody asks me all the time, how low can oil go? And it can go lower. It can go in the low 20s, certainly. This, to me, is all geopolitical driven. I think it all started on really March 28th of 2014 when President Obama went to see King Abdullah to talk to him about working with Iran. Obviously, that upset the apple cart, and since that time, they jacked up production to record levels, and they're pretty much putting a hurt on Iran and Russia. They're trying to take out U.S. oil production.
So let's talk about Russia for just a minute. So Russia's primary export is oil. Doesn't this cripple them far worse than it cripples us?
Well, just take a look at their currency. It's gotten destroyed. Certainly, Russia does not have the wherewithal that Saudi Arabia does with their reserves. So the lower oil prices is certainly putting a big hurt on Russia right now. And, you know, Venezuela is probably even in worse shape at the moment.
But Saudi Arabia, now, obviously, that's their primary export as well. I understand that they, some months ago, they hate fracking so much that they were trying to kill the fracking industry. These lower oil prices have pretty much done that based on my observation. I'd be interested in yours. But in the short run, maybe Saudi can get away with that. But does it not affect them dramatically as well in the long run?
Yeah, there's two parts to that. Saudi Arabian oil reserves got up to about $750 billion towards the end of 2014 and early 2015. And since that time, they've ripped through about $150 billion with this policy to using oil as a geopolitical tool. To answer your question, certainly there's going to come a time in which they're not going to be able to maintain this. The other component to this that most people don't realize, and this, again, goes back to that meeting that they had in 2014 in March, Saudi Arabia last year was the third biggest spender in military behind China and the United States and ahead of Russia. So not only has oil revenues gone down quite a bit, it's probably at this point about 70% of their revenue. They're spending a lot of money on military, so it's kind of a double whammy for them. So Eventually, they're going to have to flinch. And, sometime this year, I wouldn't be surprised by the June OPEC meeting that they take the foot off the gas, no pun intended.
Let's look long-term for just a minute. There are a lot of people that have invested in oil stocks, in oil companies. Some people may have a share of an oil well. They're hurting for certain right now. I know that's one of your primary industries that you cover. Is there any hope for those individuals? I mean, should people be thinking about an entry point at this point, or is it still too volatile?
Oh, actually, I wrote a piece on January 20th, and I said this is a generational buying opportunity. I think that there's two components to the way to look at it, and what I'm looking at is if you take a look at capital expenditures for new drilling, year over year from 2014 to 2013, it was down 20%. Year over year from 2015 to 2014, it was down 15%, and already this year we're down 25%. And we have never, ever in the history have seen such CapEx destruction for new drilling. And basically what it does, it's going to set the stage for a bigger rebound when it does happen. And the other component to this, a lot of people don't know this, is North Dakota, which is really kind of where the focal point of all this story is, when they drill a well, they have 18 months to complete it, or the state takes it over. And at the end of, 14 into 15, there's over 1,000 wells that were not completed that had to be completed just so they can keep them. And so that's why we're seeing this resilience in U.S. production. A lot of that inventory has faded. And so going into the next 12 months, I think the decline rates that everybody talks about, which can be 75 to 80%, you're going to actually start to see them kick in. So to me, I think this is all setting up a big rebound. And the other component is demand is very strong. Demand out of China is strong. Demand out of the United States is strong. The biggest beneficiary of this whole wealth transfer, which is about $3 trillion, biggest transfer ever, is Europe. They don't have any producing countries, but basically they're just an end user. So I think they're going to benefit the most.
So let's talk about long term then. Right now, oil is what, $29, something like that?
Yeah, well, probably a little bit below that at the moment.
So with oil in the 20s, where do you see it 6 months from now? Where do you see it a year and 6 months from now?
Well, I certainly think oil prices can go lower over the near term just because there's so much pressure and negativity in the market. I don't think it can stay there for long. Any pops lower or drops lower are going to be met with buying just because if you think about it, in the Bakken itself, it's a $12 transportation just to get it, to transport it and refine it. So at $28 of oil, if you're in the Bakken right now, you're getting, $16 per barrel. So it's not sustainable. And in the longer term, I certainly think we could see oil by the end of the year back into the 40s and 50s. And in 2017, I could easily see it $75, $80 a barrel, and here's why. We're supposed to be global demand, and this is EIA data. This is not my estimate. So they're pretty conservative to begin with. They're estimating that the global demand will be 97 million barrels per day, and we'll be at a deficit. So 12 to 18 month horizon, and you're looking at the markets today, this is the time to actually enter in the market. I would be buying. We're buyers. I mean, we're looking at stuff all over the place to pick up.
So when you say you're looking all over the place to pick up stuff, what does that mean? What does the average investor do? Should they buy oil stock, ExxonMobil, or do they look somewhere else? How do they participate in what could be a nice recovery?
Well, I would say both. I mean, I'd certainly take a look at the majors. Exxon would be one of them. EOG would be another stock that I like quite a bit. And we're also looking at direct investments in which we're actually going in and acquiring leases and assets and production. Just a lot of these small and even large companies that were, leveraged out on debt at $100 is not sustainable. They're poorly capitalized and they're in a lot of trouble. So there's a lot of stress in the system right now, and we're just going through our contacts and our relationships in the field and looking to get involved, and we're actively acquiring. For an investor listening to the show, certainly the other component of that is the tax benefits. And that's always been a key driver for anybody to invest in oil and gas directly.
Chris Jarvis from CapRock Risk Management. He's the man when it comes to oil. I do appreciate you joining me, Chris. Just one last thought. How much do these frackers have to get in terms of price per barrel to make it profitable for them to stay in business?
Well, this is kind of a moving target. You know, if we're talking back 18 months two years ago, you know, the average price would be $65 to $75 a barrel. But not only have prices, dropped, 75%, so has the cost. You know, and they understand it's just been a total asset and pricing reset across the board. So, you know, I estimate that number is probably closer to $50. But still, you know, you got to understand, they're selling at a $12 discount in North Dakota. So that means you're looking at $62 on WTI.
Wow. Chris Jarvis, I thank you, my friend. Look him up, Caprock Risk Management. Very, very smart guy. We'll have you on again. I do appreciate it. Take a quick break. Come back with more of the Ray Lucia Show. Thank you again, Chris. We've got emails just ahead. You can email me right now. Go to raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. And remember, if you want podcasts and all that stuff of this program, you can download the app, BizTalk Radio, the app for your iPhone or your Android or whatever other device that you use. BizTalk Radio, the application. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
And welcome back, folks, the Ray Program. Glad you are with us. We've had a fantastic show thus far. In particular, if you're interested in the oil markets, maybe there's some oil stocks you've been looking at. I think Exxon pays like a 3%+ dividend. You might be looking at some of these higher dividend paying mutual funds. Talk to your financial advisor about that. That could be a nice bargain for you if Chris Jarvis is right and oil gets back up to 40, 50 bucks a barrel by the end of the year. That could be a nice gain, because a lot of the oil companies are down 25-30% or more in some instances. So it's always good to have him on. He's a good man. You had some questions for me about emails or something?
Yeah, so one of our previous hours, we were kind of rushed. We were up against the clock, and so we had a pretty complex answer to a really interesting email.
I make all simple answers complex.
Priscilla in Minneapolis, Minnesota, if you remember her.
And, no, I don't, but tell me about it.
She said, Ray, 55, plan on retiring in 10 years. She bought an annuity in 2003.
The one who went from 25,000 to 35,000.
And then asked him what to do with it.
And it was out of surrender charges. Yeah, well, I came up with, I thought, a really good suggestion. Okay, she's worried about paying taxes, right? Because the gain on an annuity is taxed at ordinary income rates if it's a non-qualified, that is, non-IRA annuity. So what I said was, well, don't sell it, even though the rate of return was not that good. It's a variable annuity. The fees were high. Don't sell it. Just do a 1035 exchange to a fixed annuity contract, and then replenish the equities that you lost by converting the variable to a fixed by going into your 401k plan or your other investments and buying stock without the fee drag. And I thought that was a pretty darn good advice. What do you want me to do now?
Well, to me, it popped out a little bit of a red flag. Why was she advised to buy a annuity when she was still 20-plus years away from retirement?
Because she's 55. I see what you're saying.
55. She bought it in 2003. So, I mean, she's still...
Yeah,
she bought it in her early 40s.
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I rarely would recommend that an individual buy any kind of an annuity in a non-qualified account, like your taxable account, if you're in your 40s, early 40s, because you can't touch the money until you're 59 and a half without a penalty. So that's an excellent point that you brought up.
Even if she is at 60, she can touch the money now, but she's still working full-time?
That's okay.
Okay.
It's okay to do it there. But again, and by the way, it's okay for somebody in their 30s to buy one in an IRA if they want to buy it in lieu of bonds. But somebody in their 30s probably shouldn't be buying bonds anyway. Right, if it's truly going to be retirement money. Bobby, you bring up a good point. Kudos to you.
There we
Very
go.
Very good. You guys don't give him a big head, all right?
All right.
But that's the answer. You're,
good stuff.
You're,
all right,
you're on the right track.
Well, let's get to some fresh ones here. How about Paul
all right.
Phoenix?
Paul Phoenix. Hi, Ray. My wife and I are in our early 40s with a combined income of $185K. We own four rental properties, and since we make too much money, we can't deduct investment losses on my rental property expenses anymore. But why would we want to depreciate those rental properties on my taxes anymore, since I don't get a tax deduction for the depreciation now? Why would I want to increase my gain at the sale of the property in the future? Bobby, I know your head's spinning on this one.
Yep.
Okay. When you buy a property, a rental property, you get to depreciate it. He says, I don't want to depreciate it because when I depreciate it, I lower my basis, and therefore when I sell, I'll have to pay more income taxes. Well, I got news for you, Paul. You don't have a choice. If you don't depreciate it, you're going to pay the higher taxes anyway. The IRS is going to depreciate it for you, and you're not going to get any tax benefits. Now, it is a misstatement of the facts that you don't get any tax benefit. What you do is you get the tax benefit, you just don't get it currently. It is suspended on your tax return so that when you do sell, you get to offset the capital gain by those suspended losses you couldn't take right now. So the answer is take the depreciation. You won't get any current benefit, but you'll get a benefit later. And if you don't, you're going to get totally screwed over because you're going to pay and have to recapture depreciation at probably a 25% tax rate later on, even though you got no benefits for it because you declined to take it. So make sure if you have rental property that you take the depreciation, even if you make more. And the cutoff, by the way, is 150 grand. Once you hit $150,000, you don't get any passive loss write-offs. You phase out from 100 grand to 150 grand of income. That's why, Bobby, a lot of people say, yeah, it's worthless for me to buy a rental property because I don't get any write-offs. Hmm. Well, you don't get any current write-offs, but you will get them later.
Sounds good.
All right. Chris, Tyler, Texas. I have stock options that I can now sell and make some money based on the difference on my cost basis and what I sell now for. How can I minimize my taxes when I sell the stock options? I do not need to use my money immediately. Well, I'm going to have to assume they're non-qualified stock options, because if they're incentive stock options, two different kinds. If they're ISOs, you don't pay tax on exercise unless you have alternative minimum tax. That's a really complicated calculation. You'll need some help with that. And if we're talking about millions of dollars, you probably will be in the AMT, and that could really come back and bite you. But if it's a non-qualified option, it's ordinary income. You know, you got the stock at 10, you sold it at 15, you got $5. That's not capital gain. It's ordinary income. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Now, maybe in the year that you exercise, you could jack up contributions into your 401k plan. That will lower your income, make some room for that. Maybe you can do an IRA or something pre-tax, get your spouse to fund more into the retirement accounts. But there's really no way to offset it. Yes, you can go out and buy low-income housing tax shelters and stuff like that, but rarely does it make sense to do that. How am I doing on time?
We got some long ones left. We only got a minute. I don't think we can get to James.
James and Ernie. We'll get to you later on. But these were really interesting questions. ISOs and non-qualified stock options and depreciation write-offs. Remember, if you have a rental property that is residential, you take the structure, the cost basis of the structure, and you divide it by 27 and a half. Why 27 and a half? I have no clue. But if it costs you $275,000 to build the place, that's your cost basis. Not the land. Can't depreciate land. You depreciate structure. $275,000, divide that by 27 and a half. You get to write off $10,000 a year, each and every year. And if you make more than 150 grand, you don't get that currently, but you get to suspend that $10,000 every year on your return, so that when you do sell, you can use those suspended losses to offset the gain.
Sounds good.
See, I had an extra minute to explain that to you.
You got it
all? Got it
up.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you questions about it tomorrow and see how you do.
Sounds good.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.